When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As the final day of back to school in the greater Rochester area gets underway today, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. There are some schools in our area and statewide that are still dealing with a teacher shortage. And it's something that needs to be fixed.
Yes.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Let's get to it.
The state has come up with a new idea.
Oh, it's going to work, fellas.
An idea, I'll be honest. I don't get how this works.
Of course not. They suck.
You don't even know what the idea is, you idiot. Don't be that guy.
Because there's only one idea. There's two ideas to go with. And you're not going to like either of my ideas.
Okay, no, but the one idea, look, I don't think even your idea that you think will solve it will work. Because it's not so much a retention problem. It's not.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The issue?
What's that?
A teacher shortage.
Yes.
The state of New York says specifically health, science, and special education teachers.
The tough stuff.
Are where they're getting hit the most.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, how insulting is that to math and English teachers?
Well, they're softer subjects.
You can't do math.
I know.
Nobody can
also
do
math. Can't do English.
Okay. I can't do English. The State School Board of Education says there are three main reasons this teacher shortage exists. One, declining college enrollment. Two, low college graduation rates. Three, financial problems. Kids getting to college, getting them through with an education degree where they can afford it is the issue. All and right. It seems pretty cut and dry.
All right.
So how do you solve it, Tommy?
I don't know.
Well, the state is going to try something new. They are starting what they're calling an apprenticeship program.
How's that work?
They're going to get these college students in classrooms, observing, helping teach and plan lessons earlier in the hopes that it keeps them around in school.
So it's almost like on-the-job training.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, they claim it'll improve the training and give them more hands-on experience in a classroom. And there is nothing wrong with more experience for future teachers. But, Kimmy, I think you have the same question I do when you hear this.
I kind of thought this already, teachers already do this, right? Like, before they get their degree, like, I thought they had to do a certain number of hours in a classroom somewhere.
Student
student teaching. I unless this like extends it, but I thought to some extent, I mean, they already spend a lot of time in classrooms getting on the job training.
All right, so maybe the idea is they're doing it sooner to give the kids
maybe
a glimpse of what your life will be
in your education, but still, I don't, if they're already doing it, I don't know how this would help retain them.
I can't take you seriously with that stupid hat sitting on your leg.
What?
You look like an idiot. You look like you're on a train in the 1880s.
Those guys were cool.
No, they weren't. Okay, so if the problem is getting more kids to go to college for teaching, how does this solve that problem? Why would a kid
you're already in college for teaching.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the problem is financial, that these kids can't afford to go to college for teaching, how does this solve the problem?
Okay. Unless they're getting paid through this. Whereas student teaching, I don't think you get paid for.
It didn't,
I could be wrong.
It didn't say in the article the apprenticeship program will pay.
Okay.
All right, I have a question because I'm a little confused. Are they saying like people in general aren't going to college or just people going for these teaching degrees is down?
So we know that college enrollment is declining. I get the impression.
Yeah.
And
it's more about teaching.
Well, I mean, in teaching specifically, there are less than even everybody else.
But if you incentivize them with money and made it look like a more desirable career, people would take that path.
Okay, so let's talk about that because your idea is pay teachers more.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I don't disagree with you.
I mean, I don't know what they make now, but I guess I know like the newer ones coming in, they're probably chintzing them out, right? We know guys that have been in for a long time. They're fat. They're golden.
You know, it's so weird, Kimmy, because I knew we were going to get weird outfit Tommy today.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to get pandering Tommy.
What do you mean?
Pandering Tommy because, Kimmy.
New pandering Tom. Struggling.
Pandering Tom. It's pandering Tommy.
What? For years, you sat in this room and crapped on teachers.
No, because they had a good.
Because of the teachers he knows, that's why.
You get pension. You get summers off. You just walk in, babysit a bunch of kids, go home.
Bro, the guys I know and the gals I know that were teaching back in the day, they're set. Because they had that great pension, health care till you die.
Well, I guess healthcare's not that good if you have to.
Every time I run a group of teachers out, they're all wasted.
Okay.
They're all partying. They don't take care of their own kids.
I'll be honest with you, and maybe I'm wrong. Phone number is 252-WCMF, because money does seem to solve a lot of problems. But if the idea is getting people in the door, not retaining teachers, I don't know how much paying them a little bit more helps.
You might have to pay them a lot more. You might have to give them more incentive.
Okay. Well, let me throw out an idea for you. If money and getting people to college to study to be a teacher is the big issue, there seems like a simple solution.
What is it?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is no such thing as a bad idea. We are brainstorming here. And you know how we in the break room, along with you listeners, solve all the world's problems. Mm-hmm. The idea is easy. Send kids that want to be teachers to college for free.
Okay.
Like, offer a free SUNY college education program to folks who commit X amount of years to teaching in the state of New York.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, because you're going to get it back on the other end. Because you're going to get teachers back in, which is going to help your school system. So, in a way, you're paying yourself.
Yes, and here's
the
thing.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
And there are specific districts and areas in New York State that are being hurt more by teacher shortages. If you wanted to, you could even narrow it down to those specific districts.
Mm.
Because, Kimmy, your husband worked as a teacher before he went into firefighting.
Yep.
I can start to teach after I get my four-year degree, right? Like, I have to continue to go to school?
I believe so. And then you have, like, I guess, a certain date that you have to have your master's by.
Maybe I should waive that master crap.
No, you can't lower standards for your kids'
Bro,
teachers.
You don't need no. You can't usually, tell me in 4 years you can't figure out how to teach somebody something. I need another 2 years.
And usually, you're doing it again. Oh, Pandering Tommy's gone. He put his hat down.
Know,
he's not swinging
know,
it around.
Pandering Tommy. Pandering Tommy.
You know, unless that changed. Yeah, I think you can teach and work through your master's after you get a job.
Okay. So, by the way, just to put a cap on what Tommy said, not the cap he has in his hand, but an actual one, this person asked me not to use their name.
Yeah.
But they say, Tommy BS, I've been teaching for 15 years. Many new hires coming in are making more than me. It's crap.
Hmm.
I thought it was the other way around.
I've heard that story.
That's what it is. Maybe he's just a really bad teacher.
Unless maybe
I'm kidding. Don't
or he's a liar.
Maybe that's the case in certain school districts. I don't know.
All right, so let me throw out this path. And again, if anyone's got a problem with it, tell me why. 252-WCMF. Free. If you're going to be a teacher, we will send you to a SUNY school for free. Because SUNY school programs have really good education programs, right? So they're known for it. You give me 7 years after you graduate from your four-year degree, and we'll continue to pay for you to get your higher education. A lot of school districts already do that, Kim.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's pretty common.
You give me 7 years in the district I need you to be.
So you got to stay in that district for 7 years.
You got it. So 4 years of free education, 7 years after that, by the time you are 30, 31 years old, you're free to do what you want, but we have 7 years of no issues for teacher shortages at
the
school.
I mean, that might work.
And here's the thing. I would also make the argument, if you spend 7 years in a community and put roots down,
you're stuck.
You're more likely to stay.
You knocked her up. Okay. Your kids are not listening to you. You're upside down on two cars. Yeah.
But lock
them in financially. Get them into financial debt as soon as possible.
For God's sake, no. You're actually taking the debt away because they're not paying for college.
No, but make sure, they get the car, the house, rent-to-own furniture.
You can only get your couch at Rent-A-Center.
Yeah. Load up on scratchers. So. Start vaping.
Shut up.
But is that the reason? I mean, what's the reason, I guess, teachers are leaving, though? It's not I don't think it's to go to a different school district. I think they're getting out of teaching completely.
Understood. I understand. But, look, I get what you're saying, Kimmy. I do think that if you put someone down a path for that long, and if they know that I have 7 years of this, it may be easier to retain them.
And they're kind of set.
I mean, it does kind of, when Kimmy puts it that way, make it sound like you're holding them hostage. But they are getting something on the other
end. Yeah, you're getting a benefit out of it.
Yeah, I mean, a free college education and an ability
to
make.
And you got a guaranteed gig for 7 years.
Yeah.
And you're already in the system. You know your job.
All right, 252-WCMF. I'm not a genius. There could be a better idea.
Yeah.
Is there a better idea? Because when it comes to the shortages we're facing, teacher is one you cannot live without. Because a school cannot function without education.
Well, then you got to go tech.
No.
You got to go tech.
This is the worst idea.
What?
What's your idea? Go ahead.
Well, like Zoom class, tech class, where you have like a big screen, like a TED Talks kind of thing where a guy just comes in and he's like trying to sell you nothing down real estate.
If you put 300.
Sham Wow guy.
If you put 300 kids in an auditorium.
Yeah, that always works out nice.
And a screen in front of them. No one will learn anything.
Works in North Korea.
You need...
Them kids are sitting all the time.
You need the personal connection of a teacher, not just for the...
But if you can't get it, they still got to learn their letters.
No, but you're already abandoning every other idea just to put a screen in front of these kids. That will be a disaster.
All right, here's how you
do it. Hey, by the way, don't we already have problems with screen time? Hasn't the state eliminated cell phones in school because they were worried about the screen time?
I'm saying big screen, you walk in.
What was that first word you just said?
Big screen.
Screen.
Big screen. And then it would definitely work on the little ones.
No, that's where you need the personal connection.
Hold on. You sit them down, right? You know, you give them a little SpongeBob up front. And then we work in the math. And the other thing is, we strap them in, you know, for the class. Not a strap in, like a seatbelt. But their little hands can't work until the teacher unhooks them.
All right, we got...
So strapped in toddlers, SpongeBob, then math.
We've got folks
done
calling.
And done.
252-WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. I'll get to you guys on the phone in a sec. We're talking about the state of New York. They're trying to establish an apprenticeship program for college kids to get them into classrooms earlier, it seems, thinking that will help retain teachers, have people go into education. But the state themselves says the problem is, one, financial, not having enough money to go to college. Two, declining enrollment, and it seems like teaching specifically. And three, low graduation rates. If you give them the education for free, lock them in for a couple of years in one specific place where they're having the most problems with shortages, I don't see who loses there. Kevin writes us to clear things up.
All right.
You need a master's to teach in New York State, 6 years of college. Is that before you walk into a classroom, or can I get my master's while I am teaching?
I mean, I knew teachers that were getting their master's while teaching.
Okay.
So maybe that's changed, but I'm pretty sure you can get a job before your master's is completed.
Is master's more expensive than regular college?
It's more college.
Yeah.
But is it more expensive college?
Oh, why don't you ask the guy that went to community college for 14
years? Well, you know, but your wife is a doctor.
Your wife also went to college.
Your wife's a doctor. Tell me more about teaching.
No, I didn't know, like, did they whack you a little bit more for the math?
I'll tell you this. The second week of community college was not more expensive than the first week of community
college. Okay, all right.
All right, 252-WCMF. We got a lot of ladies sitting waiting.
All right.
Jess is on CMF. Hey, Jess, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, this is a teacher. You can tell by the voice.
Yeah. So I am a teacher as well. I am heading to school right now, my first day. And I just wanted to say something about that program that you were talking about. My father, may he rest in peace, passed away about a year ago. He actually participated in a fellowship program in New York City that did exactly what you said.
Oh, okay.
It's called the fellowship program, where they took people from different careers and who were looking for a job, and even newly graduated students, and they paid for their schooling.
Okay.
They paid for their master's. My father was a lawyer beforehand.
A lawyer, not like her mother.
Her father was a lawyer. Mother sat home on her vagina.
For God's sakes.
Well, she has a vagina and she sat on it.
All right, so Jess, your father got into the teaching business because his education was paid for and they put him in a spot for a certain amount of time. Did he stay where they assigned him for a while, or when he was free, did he cut bait and run?
So he stayed there, but he was not happy. It was not in a good area.
All right, Jess, let me ask you real quick before I let you go. How long have you been teaching for?
7 years.
7 years. Would you encourage an 18-year-old kid that wants to get into education to go the road you went, or would you tell them to do something else?
Honestly?
Yes.
Do something else.
Okay. So there you go. Jess, what did your undergrad cost you, if you don't mind me asking?
About... let's say $30,000.
All right. So that's not terrible compared to other people, but that's still $30,000.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had to go get my master's, and that's where it got costly.
Okay. All right. Well, Jess, thanks for the call. Keep fighting the good fight. Have a good first day of school.
Thank you.
Bye. There goes Jess the teacher. I will always read this man's messages because he's got the greatest name of all time.
All right.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Hudson Luft writes us.
Hudson
Luft.
Okay.
That's right. He's not Hudson. He's Hudson Luft. You you had the idea of putting a big screen up.
Yeah, like a Zoom thing.
He says, tell Tommy to shut up.
Okay.
The time I was in high school was during COVID. I wanted to kill myself during Zoom calls. Great point. Our kids
Well, there was a lot of pressure with the COVID. You can't compare the two.
You can.
Kids fell behind during that period.
Now, No mask, no scare, no vaccine. Just go to school.
No.
Look at the screen.
Bro.
Pay attention.
We are having issues with kids falling behind because they were using screen education. And I get it. At the time, we had to do it. There was no choice.
Well, you got to do something if you ain't got no teachers.
No, but that's just it. The solution isn't do something else. The solution is find more teachers. Get it done. And I think Jen is going to be able to fix the problem for
us. All right. We need bodies.
She's on CMF. Hey, Jen. How's it going?
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Jen, more teacher talk.
More teacher talk, yeah. I'm a huge fan of the show. I literally laugh all the way to work, which I really appreciate because I am a teacher. I'm on my farewell tour. I'm in year 27, so I'm just a few years away from retirement.
Oh, man, you are coasting in, man.
I'm coasting in.
You
I'm
smell like margarita right now.
There's a lot of problems with the system, but I do have to agree that you really don't need 6-7+ years in college
to become
a teacher.
I said that earlier. They lit me up. You don't need no damn master.
Let her finish what she was going to say.
Well, and our credentials in New York State are much greater than they are in other states. And that's not a bad thing, but we really need to adapt to the times. Nobody should have to pay to work for free. And that's what you're doing with student teaching.
Okay, that's fair. That's a great statement.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I'm with
you
on that.
You are paying $2,000 minimum, it might be more since I did it, to work for free for 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, you were doing it during the Hoover administration.
Oh, burn.
She must not be a history teacher because I was meaner than I think she thought it was. All right, so Jen, all right, let me ask. So your suggestion then is to lower the standards to encourage more people to become teachers. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, the way you say that sounds terrible, but I'm just saying a lot of it is on-the-job training. Of course, we need content knowledge, of course, depending on what you're teaching. But there is a lot of on-the-job training, and some of these teachers or some of these young adults are coming out of college and almost go into shock when they get in the classroom because it's a different world now.
Okay, well, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Jen.
No, that's okay. We're just dealing with a lot of different things.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's funny. It loops back around to the beginning because New York State's idea was to get kids into classrooms earlier to encourage them to stay. Jen says these kids, young adults, get into the classroom and they're the way that Jen's talking, it sounds like the program New York State is offering might actually be a help, Jen.
It might be. You're right. It absolutely. I mean, anything to encourage people to go into this industry, it's super important. There is nobody coming. There's nobody. Like, if I'm out sick, there's no sub.
It's like Tommy's house on a Saturday night. Thank you.
Cover each other's schedules. Like, it's really, really bad. And, you know, for those of us that are, you know, fighting in the union and trying to change things, it's looking pretty grim in the next 10 years. You could be looking at class sizes of 40 kids. You could be looking at multiple grade levels, third, fourth, and fifth, like the old school marm days where you have multiple ages in one classroom.
Well, you were there for that. What was it like?
Oh, here we go.
I love how both of you don't know who I was insulting. You both got offended at the same time.
Well, we both met your mom.
For God's sakes. Jen, have a good day at school. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
There goes Jen riding it out.
Man, nice.
She smells like margarita. All right, look, something's got to be done.
Yes.
We're not smart enough to solve this problem, which is alarming that I think we had the best idea knowing we're not the smartest ones to solve this problem.
Sure. All right?
So.
What are you going to do?
Fix it.
All right.
There's our advice.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The proof is upon us.
What happened?
For years, we had a theory that women were being treated way differently when it came to this specific crime.
Yeah.
And some folks told us we were crazy. Well, this man who was busted for this crime, his punishment seems to be a little more severe than the ones we've seen.
Oh.
In stories past. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
And if you listen to us on a regular basis, you are aware of the term momvic.
Yeah.
Defined as a woman over the age of 30 who embezzles or steals money from a charity, town government, some kind of office job that they have. And Tommy, they were able to get away with this because
they fly under the radar. They're invisible people.
You got it. They look like your mom.
They would never do anything mean.
Nobody's paying attention to them. Nothing but trust. No suspicion at all.
Sweet people.
And they get access to all the cash.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Start grabbing.
Right to the casino.
We've seen women take 10, 50, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And when they get caught and they plead guilty, the same thing always happens. They go to court. They get a slap on the wrist. Never any jail time.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, you're okay with that situation.
Yes, I am.
Why is that?
They're women.
They don't know. They got their little women brains, Kimmy. They don't know better.
That's not what I say.
No, they're just ladies. They got the lady brain.
You know what I say.
The lady brain.
That's not what I say.
We're waiting. We're waiting. Go ahead.
Women get in trouble because of a man in their life.
Oh, because of the lady brain. They can't make their own lady brain.
So you think they're all stealing due to some previous interaction with a dude.
I'm going to say her problems lead back to a dude.
Okay.
Every time.
It's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
Because we have a similar story today with one tiny difference.
What's that?
William Storrs was the chief of the Marbletown Fire Department in Wayne County. Sidebar. How are we just finding out
about Marbletown?
Why have we not been to Marbletown?
Wait, is Marbletown, where is it?
It's in Wayne County.
It can't be too far.
Marbletown.
Yeah. I never heard of no Marbletown.
I said the same thing, but it's Marbletown, Wayne County. Okay. Can we Google how far Marbletown is from where we are? Because I want to go to Marbletown.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Don't let me down.
Marbletown.
While acting as chief of the fire department.
Yeah.
Over the course of
Chief
40,
Marbles?
How are you not calling him Chief Marbles? Over the course of 4 years, the chief admitted to stealing over $100,000.
Damn, chief.
From the fire department.
So he admitted it.
He admitted this. Right. The fire department discovered this theft after someone in the department tried to use the company debit card to buy something, and it was declined.
Oh, a little short there, Marbles?
While acting as the marble treasurer, the chief made purchases with the fire department's credit cards and debit cards. He made direct payments from his own account or from their account to his own. He made payments on his wife's credit cards and purchased other items. All of this was admitted in court.
Yeah.
And this week, he was sentenced. The punishment for Mr. Storrs.
Yeah.
He has to pay $101,000 in restitution.
So he got paid all back.
Yep.
Okay.
He got 5 years of probation.
All right.
And 4 months of weekends in the Wayne County Jail.
He's doing lockup.
He got jail time.
Okay.
Kimmy.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Have we ever, in the history of the break room, had a mom vict that got jail time for embezzlement?
We had to have.
I don't recall one because we were able to.
There had to be at least
one. Kimmy, there would be one that would pop right away because they never get jail time. That's what we always talk about.
Could it also be like who he stole from?
Okay.
And the fact that he like depleted all of the funds?
Interesting you bring that up because there have been women that have stolen from towns and fire departments and police departments. They didn't get jail time.
Yeah.
Did they steal from the fire department?
I don't know if we had it. No, there are women that we have had.
I always thought it was like private businesses.
No, I think we've had like every kind of business or organization. Organization has been ripped.
There have been fire departments.
Charities.
By the way, Marbletown.
Yeah.
50 minutes away, just outside Newark.
Do you guys want to go to Marbletown?
I would love to see Marbletown.
Are there marbles in Marbletown?
Oh, I thought maybe they like had marble like the countertop.
Oh, that's less fun.
Yeah. Oh, they shooting marbles all the time?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. Like, it was
okay,
like people,
maybe it is.
People dressed exactly like you on their knees shooting marbles all day. Okay. This is proof positive.
What?
That women arrested for the same crime are getting lighter sentences.
Yeah.
You're fine with this.
Yeah, I think as a civil society, we should not be incarcerating women up like we do men.
Kimmy?
Men are violent.
This is not a violent crime.
No, but men in general are just nasty.
In fact, Kimmy, this guy looks like the softest dude ever. If you look at his mugshot, like he's even scared in the mugshot. He's like, he looks like he's got a mouthful of marbles in Marbletown. Tommy said that a civilized society does not lock up women. Would you agree?
A civilized society doesn't lock up women. No, I could disagree with that.
Well, you're voting against yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if a crime like that happened to me, I wouldn't care who it was. I'd want them locked up.
And by the way, she's not voting against herself.
Like chick-on-chick crime? What does that ever happen?
She's not a criminal, so she's not voting against herself.
Like if what
you're a criminal.
If what that woman does affects you in any way, you're gonna be pissed. You're not gonna be like, oh well, you know, she didn't mean to, guys.
She got the lady brain. You got so many weird voices coming out of your head.
I never said lady
brain.
All
of your voices are weird today, coming out of Kimmy's mouth and my mouth. Look, I don't understand.
What's that?
I get every case is different.
Yes.
And then maybe there are details to this story here in Marble Town that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had women take more than six figures and not get jail time.
Yeah.
I know that people are upset that he took from the fire department, but like we said, we've seen women steal taxpayer funds and not get jail time.
Okay, did I see he was also at one point like the chief and treasurer?
Chief and treasurer.
You know that guy was kind of like a dick, right?
What do
you
mean?
Like, because you're the boss and the treasurer. Like, that power had to go to your head a little bit, no matter how small of a role it was.
Well, power hungry.
But I mean, like,
you are like head honcho in a small town.
Look, I would argue he's a dick because
Big Marble, a small town.
He stole $101,000.
Right.
But no, I think in these small fire departments, can be like, it's just whoever will do the job, they'll let them do
maybe
the job. You know what I mean?
Okay.
252 WCMF. We are talking about the former chief of the Marble Town Fire Department out in Wayne County. He pleaded guilty to stealing $101,000 in funds from the fire department. And Kimmy, according to the story, you said it depleted all of their funds.
That's what I thought it said.
Tapped
when
out.
They went to, that's how he got caught, is they went to use some of those funds and they were gone.
Declined.
So he was sentenced this week. He's got to pay all that money back. He got 5 years of probation and he's got 4 months of weekends in the Wayne County Jail. And in this scenario, he got jail time for something that we see mom vics get no jail time for. And it is not what Tommy is saying is wrong. Your gender should not dictate a softer sentence. All you can do is make fun of me.
Okay, then make the whole make everything level then. Give women complete equal rights. And then you can jail them.
I agree
the same
with
way.
That. Yes,
but,
I am fine
but
with
until that happens.
Oh my God.
Until men keep controlling women in this country, I think women are under the thumb of men. Every woman has to answer to a man at some point up the chain. Once you make that completely level, then you can start incarcerating them at the same rate and at the same level.
Off the bat, you are dressed like every politician that votes to take women's rights away this morning. So we'll put that out there. Hat on included. Second of all, I agree with every point you're making, except for the fact that women should be punished less severe. A crime is a crime, is it not?
Yeah, but it's
you're talking about like financial crimes specifically?
It's all, nobody gets there alone.
Oh, it's for you. It's interesting you bring that up because it says here this man stole money to pay for his wife's credit card bills. So should he be held less accountable because he was doing it for his spouse, as you argued earlier, that there was a man in her life draining her of the will to live and the money for her?
I don't know what goes on in Marvel's house.
His name's not Marvel's. He lives in Marvel's.
He lives in the house of Marvel's.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Is Tommy being super pro lady because his wife is listening?
That might be the case. His wife is listening and she's currently embezzling money.
Okay. And also he doesn't want TJ to come down and smack him in the face again.
Bro, he's actually very scared of TJ from the country station
after all the things he
said. Yeah, bro, she's been walking by just staring at him. But you were saying, Ben.
Marble Town, literally there's nothing there except for a fire department. I've been there.
That would make sense.
Wait, they don't have any like marble-related like fun things?
Yeah.
There's not like a marble fest? There's not like
a big
marble art piece?
Giant,
like, in the
world's
town
largest
center?
Marble?
Why would you not have the world's largest marble?
Yeah.
Can't afford it.
I agree. They should do that. Maybe they should get some tourism to recoup all the money this guy stole.
There you go. Who says Ben never has a good idea?
Have a good one, guys.
All right, that's all Ben had.
Ben's like, been to Marble
the
Town.
First time he ended his own phone call.
Look, I would argue
that
the sentence this man has is actually the perfect deterrent for this type of crime.
Mm.
If you are someone that believes that potential punishment keeps people from doing illegal things, this guy has it the worst. He has to work his 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
and most likely his wages will be garnished.
Yeah,
to pay
restitution.
Back. Yeah, and bro, $101,000.
It's going to be a while.
Thank you. So then, after he's done working his 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, he gets locked up, goes into jail Friday night into Sunday night or Monday morning. And then, when he gets released, he goes right back to work to pay off the money that he stole. It's not over the top. It's not cruel. It's functional, and it makes his life suck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. When it comes to addiction and desperation, punishment does not deter crime. I agree with you.
Mm.
But in cases like this, where people see they can get away with something, I believe punishment may deter crime. And for that reason, punish the ladies.
Lock up Granny. Throw her in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Cold shower, Granny. Here's your bologna sandwich.
By the way, cold shower granny all you want. She can't feel nothing anymore.
Yeah, she's so cold.
she's so cold.
Cold, granny. I told you, cold, granny.
All right, we're getting word that he was not the chief and treasurer at the same time. He was the treasurer for 2 years and then the chief.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, he moved his way up the wall.
He worked his way up the marble.
So he became chief after being the treasurer?
He's climbing that marble.
Yeah.
Which is tough.
So nobody checked on how good he was doing as a treasurer?
But again, I mean, Kimmy, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it's okay. A tiny little town.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, we already know
but that. But that's why I would think, like, the power goes to your head when you're in that kind of position.
Well, you're the man.
Like, you feel untouchable.
Okay, yes, but we've talked about how volunteer EMS people, firefighters, they're having a hard time recruiting them. Mm. So who knows how many Marble Town firefighters there are? There's nobody watching. Mm. Also weird.
Obviously.
Okay. Karen writes us, as we're becoming enamored with the town of Marble Town, not Wayne County. She says, like Ben, there is nothing in Marble Town except the fire department. There is a small farm with a few alpacas, though.
Oh, alpaca.
Bro.
What?
Are you saying that's suspicious? Or?
No, I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't love alpacas?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I love them or not.
What do you mean?
I've never really touched one.
You've never been around an alpaca?
No, I mean, I've seen them, but I've never, like, touched an alpaca.
Okay, I forget you guys don't have kids and don't go to parents. Yeah. You're going to be seeing a lot of alpacas soon with your grandson.
Yeah, he's been telling me that.
No.
Yeah.
if they come up, they're flying in
for some alpaca action.
If they come up at all during Halloween time, you will go to a petting zoo with alpacas.
Okay. Can you touch them?
Yeah.
Right. They get the long necks, right?
They spit on you, though, right? Or am I thinking of something else?
Is that a llama? Every alpaca, I've dealt with has been a pleasant alpaca. Okay.
But they shear them. They make like socks and stuff.
Yeah, alpaca. Yeah, because of that store in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And that's how they're going to have to make all their money back in Marble Town is shear those Marble Town alpacas to recover the $101,000.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This has got to be new.
What's going on?
This has got to be new. Either Kimmy and I are getting old and our bodies are failing, or this is something
y'all getting old.
We've never dealt with before, because Kimmy, I never remember people around this time of year complaining about these.
No.
And if you are all of a sudden not feeling so great in the head, it's not your imagination.
Okay.
Yeah, like I kind of thought we blamed this on, like, you know, getting sick because the weather was getting cold, right?
Mm-hmm. Not the case.
Turns out maybe something else.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. By the way, some programming heads up.
What's going on?
You know, the Bills play the Baltimore Ravens Sunday night live right here on CMF, which means tomorrow is our very first Football Friday of 2025. We will get into this Ravens game in the 6 o'clock hour. At this time tomorrow, we will have our very first Tommy Tells It Like It Is of the 2025 season.
I'm ready to go.
Shut.
I've been doing my research.
No, you haven't.
Is that who?
Name three Ravens. Go.
Ravens? Edgar Allan Poe. the Baltimore guy.
That's Edgar Allan Poe.
Baltimore guy?
And Williams.
Okay. Tommy will make his picks at this time tomorrow.
Good start.
Yep. Get into your phone right now. Set your alarm for 7:45 so you do not miss these picks because, you know, you want to do well gambling this week.
Yes, you do.
And then, as we do every Football Friday, after 9 o'clock,
here they come.
Our good friends from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy.
Will be in to recap Tommy's picks.
The Wad Squad.
Ryan says he has already planned the majority of his outfits this season.
So he's got a theme for every game.
Yes, he does. And he's like, buckle up. It's going to be so good. By the way, if you are looking for all the Bills content you can't get right now, you can download voted the number one Bills podcast done by two Irish brothers born in Gates.
Oh, wow.
The Let's Go Duffalo podcast, the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcast, it is up right now. Enjoy, and I apologize in advance.
Mm.
Right now, ragweed is causing all kinds of problems for people with allergies.
Oh, okay.
So they had a doctor on, was it 13 Wham? No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dr. Rags?
News 8 last night.
Yeah.
And there is a fall pollen that has been triggering allergic symptoms. They call it ragweed and goldenrod. So, like, if you're out on the side of the road,
you better watch out Saturday night. You're going to come down with some goldenrod, all right?
Did you have a candy bar in the commercial break?
You're going to get full-blown goldenrod right up your nose.
Well, you know what Tommy's...
somebody missed.
You know what Tommy's mom's nickname was back
What's
in the
that?
Day?
I already did the rod joke.
Sister Goldenrod Surprise, but it was never a surprise because it was always a dog. Well, I keep on banging on you.
Sister Goldenrod Surprise.
Have there always been allergies in the fall?
I didn't think this was a thing. I thought, like, you know, they kicked up during spring. You, maybe you carried it through summer. And then the fall was supposed to be your relief.
I just hate
fall,
being
then you're
people.
Now you're heading into flu season. So we don't even get a break now between allergies and flu season.
But it sucks being around people that have, like, really severe allergies because they never shut up about it.
Are you going to sit here not having allergies, complaining about people who are in literal
health? But they
health?
Just go on and on about it.
It sucks, man.
I know it sucks.
No, you don't, because you don't have it.
I don't need a 24-hour update. I know you can't breathe.
Okay.
And your eyes are watery.
The last 2 to 3 weeks, I thought I was going insane, because I have had the worst sneeze and sinus thing going on.
We weren't sure if it was this room that
yes,
we work
both
in.
Both of us.
The room they never clean.
And maybe we've always had it. We just didn't know what to blame it on.
All right.
And maybe now we know. There are fall allergies you got to look out for.
Kimmy, I've never had this in the fall. Like, I'm sneezing so hard, my back hurts. It's been brutal the last 2 to 3
brutal.
Weeks. From your mother. 252 WCMF. Have there always been fall allergies? Because I don't remember having this in the past.
I feel like I've had, like, sinus issues, but I always just, weather's changing. Must be the change in weather. Change in air pressure. I don't know.
You know, it sucks if this is something we now have to deal with.
Yeah.
Because fall, it says in the story that this will stick around until the first real frost.
Okay.
Which
That's
could
a
not,
while.
So, yeah, you might have until November.
We finally get weather now that everyone can agree is good.
Mm.
60 to 70 degrees. Everyone wants to be outside. Yeah. You're trying to soak in the last part of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
I now don't have the sun trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Right? The heat isn't slowly taking you
You're
down.
Going to the game this weekend. You'll be outside in the evening.
Yeah. Can't wait. Luckily, that's all asphalt. So we got that going for us.
Oh, okay.
But I guess, like, now I got to deal with this ragweed stuck to the back of my throat.
Yeah. Well, can't you get shots for it? Like an allergist? Don't they have stuff for
An allergist?
I don't know. Most people I know that have severe allergies, they just kind of suffer through it. Like, maybe they take like an allergy pill every day.
Yeah, antihistamine.
But other than that, like, it doesn't seem like there's an overall cure for it.
Like, my dad used to eat honey by the spoonful.
Okay.
So, like, this is back before, like, the
whole
thing.
What does that do?
Okay, so my dad swore that if you ate raw honey by the spoonful when I was a kid, that it cured his allergies.
Cured. Not just helped, but cured.
Here, he kept him from doing. But he's also a guy that used to take shots of apple cider vinegar, so let's all take this with a grain of salt.
To lose weight.
Yeah. So it's the Tommy whiskey theory.
Exactly. He would also take grains of salt. I'm kidding. No. But I don't know. I mean, I've heard other people say that the honey thing works. The idea being...
Yeah, it could be one of those things. Why not? Let's try it.
Well, I don't know. Is it okay to eat raw honey? By
yeah, raw honey doesn't sound...
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's an easy thing to eat.
I mean, why is it raw?
Well, I think...
And what, is it better than the cooked stuff I get in a jar?
Is it all honey raw?
No, I thought that...
It's like pasteurized or something.
Yeah, I think you have... Can you Google it?
Oh, he didn't... Oh, where did he get raw honey?
I think he got it from, like, a beehive.
No, you can buy it.
He was like a bear.
I think you could buy raw honey over the counter, but it's like... I don't trust it.
Because can you get botulism from raw honey?
Bro, it's got a bee's dirty ass in it.
Shut up. Bees don't, how do you think bees don't poop. You know that, right?
They would explode.
They do.
Everything.
That's why when they sting you, it's just a big brown
Okay, so yeah, I mean, you can buy raw honey straight from the hive.
Can you get botulism from raw honey? Because I want to make sure we're not saying anything inappropriate here.
I wouldn't trust it. Because like a big thing right now, right, what you were saying, it's the raw honey, the raw yogurt, the raw milk.
All
it's like a big movement.
Yeah.
Okay, so raw honey can contain pollen, which can trigger allergic reactions in some individuals.
So you're actually putting more allergens.
Yeah, people with pollen allergies should avoid raw honey.
Okay, my dad's an idiot.
Yes.
But yes, you can't get botulism too. That's also a risk.
So fun fact, though, here's your fun honey fact of the day. Honey is the one food that one of the only foods that do not go bad.
Yeah, it doesn't expire.
Yeah, but it gets hard. Like the sugar, like it crystallizes.
You just heat it up.
Not necessarily. So they have gone and found tombs from ancient Egypt that had honey inside that was still edible.
Wait, were those illegal gambling sites?
Yes, exactly.
The guy was eating honey, betting on the Jets.
But like, how insane is that? How long ago were the pyramids? A couple thousand years? Right, I mean, it's
it was like before Jesus.
It's BC, right? So, like, you have food that exists for, 2,500 years ago, 3,000 years ago, that is, by definition, still
edible. Honey just has such a weird taste to it.
It tastes like honey.
I don't like it.
You don't like honey?
No.
Everyone loves honey.
Yeah. I'm not a big honey guy. Like, I know people that put it in their coffee and stuff.
Yeah, just
you ruin a cup
really.
Of coffee, man.
But you put a bunch of sugar and stuff in here. You put a ton of crap in your coffee and you're against honey?
Yeah, it's like bee batch. Basically what it is.
It's not, what?
Bro, it's bee batch.
No,
you're pulling their stingers and sticking it in your coffee.
You put milk in your coffee.
Yes.
That comes out of a cow's nipple.
Yeah. An American butter.
So CJ writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. She says, the honey theory is, if you eat honey made in your area, you are more immune to the pollen that is surrounding you.
So I got to buy locally sourced raw honey.
This is according
I'm going to an allergist and give me a shot. I'm not doing all that crap.
By the way, is there any study that shows that's true, CJ, or are you just going with
she
it?
She don't know, man.
I believe it or not, my dad in the early 90s, I don't believe, was reading medical research studies to back up what he thought.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of people, Kimmy, writing this right now, saying they've had these. You're not kidding. They've had these fall allergies. They've had these fall allergies forever.
Okay.
Like, it's a thing that's always existed.
I never heard of the fall allergy season.
Are we just getting older and now our bodies?
But again,
being
maybe it's just something that I was ignoring the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah, it is hard to tell. Well, what's weird is you don't have kids. Right?
Because no, I do not.
You know, your kids will bring home every sickness, especially now that school's starting.
Right. Yeah. I bet you most people blame it on, the start of school and kids spreading sickness around because they're back in the classroom.
Yes. I never know. Am I tired?
Yeah.
Is it my allergies? Or do I have some terrible virus that my daughter got bringing home from school? It's like a fun, hey, what is it? We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's like a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Like a big roulette wheel of pain.
It's really good. By the way, you are dressed like a guy that works at an apothecary right now. Try the raw honey, sir. Come on in. How about a chocolate bar? Got a golden ticket inside.
You'll get botulism. You won't even worry about your allergies.